Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Right now we are going to focus on our intern, Brandon. Now, have you turned 21 yet, or you are turning 21?
Yeah, I turned 21 last June.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
And you're a guy that doesn't drink much?
No. Right. One night I had way too many Jaeger bombs. Not drinking that much every night.
And it just took one night for you to realize.
Oh, it took one night, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wish I had learned that lesson when I was 21. Dude. And Brandon told us that off the air that... you know, he just doesn't have a whole bunch of experience when it comes to women.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I played baseball for most of my life, so that's been my love. You know, that's what I focused on all growing up. So while most of my friends were out chasing women, I was playing baseball.
Have you ever had serious girlfriends or dated a lot?
Yeah, I had one serious girlfriend senior year of high school, but before that it was just like normal school relationships, you know, nothing serious.
Where you hold hands and you're... quote unquote going out.
Yeah, like the checkbox, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. No. You never put the maybe on there because that leaves
the
gray area.
The maybe.
Yeah, that leaves the gray.
No, no, no.
Or you have your friend go up and ask her and be like, hey, do you like him? You
right.
know, it was that kind of stuff in 8th grade, 9th grade.
That's 10th cool
grade.
When you're 12, but not so much when you're 21.
Well, when you're a junior in high school, too.
Right.
I'm just saying.
So now, from high school to now, how many women have you dated?
One.
Yeah.
Long
term relationship.
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah. And I didn't ask her to move in fear that she was going to live with some guy.
Somebody
else. You know.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, you know.
Hilarious.
So have you gone on many dates but just not relationships, or is it pretty much just that one girl and that's it?
Well, yeah, pretty much that one girl and that was it, you know. Like, all my friends come to me for advice because I'm more of the type to sit back and watch how other people react and then be able to help with that. But rather than implementing it myself, I can't do that. So
what happens normally? Let's say we are at a Havana Club now, right? And you're in the lounge by yourself or with a couple of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hottie across the bar.
Okay.
And she sort of gives you the look. Just the look, you know.
She flips her hair a little bit.
It's the look. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I check my shirt to make sure I don't have a stain on it. Because that's probably why she's looking at me. I go, what is he wearing? You know, I'm checking him like,
so not
is there something
lot.
On the wall? No.
Not a whole lot of confidence
there. Do you want my friend?
Me, him?
Is it my friend you're looking at?
No, I'm not. I don't.
Me, him.
Yeah, it's like.
Pointing back and forth.
I don't know.
You must have some kind of experience like approaching a woman in a bar, though.
No.
None.
No.
Never. You've never just walked up to a girl and tried to start a conversation.
No, I never pulled the, hey, how you doing? You know, the any of that. No.
Okay. Well, you need some step-by-step help on how to do that.
Basically, I need like the pocket manual.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I think we have him here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his name, actually, on Twitter.
Pocket manual.
At Pocket Manual.
Dating Pocket Manual.
This is one of my best friends, Dolvette, here. And we are in very different parts of our life right now. But if I was a single guy... this is the dude right here that I want as my wingman every night that I go out.
He's your Mr. Miyagi.
He should be right here, man. So really, our hope today, Dolvette, was that Brandon here in a weekend coming up could just sort of hang with us when we go out one weekend, mostly you.
Us.
Well, we'll all go out and get our drink on and stuff, but I mean, you're going to be his Mr. Miyagi.
Okay.
Daniel's son.
Wax on, wax off.
But I was trying to think, like, yesterday we started talking about this, and let me pose this to the women in the room again, and I'm not exactly sure how to phrase it. Like, I've seen you in clubs, and I've seen you in bars. When Dolvet walks into a place, this is one of the things about Dolvet that I really admire. Like, all eyes on Dolvet. He just has an attitude and a charisma, and he's a good-looking guy, so...
I paid him so much money to say that. I swear to God.
It's all eyes on Dolvet, all right? We joke that if we go out in Atlanta, I'm Vince from Entourage, but if we go out anywhere else, all eyes are on Dolvet, and I don't get any attention at all night long.
Well, he's a confident guy.
Well, this is what I want to ask. Like, does the game and the confidence come because he's a good-looking guy, or would he have that if he was an average-looking dude?
I think it comes from inside. I think confidence, regardless of what's on the outside. I mean, Dolvet is a really good-looking guy, and he takes good care of himself, but I think it's from the inside out is where confidence comes from.
I think good-looking people have an edge. I do agree with Jen. I do think average-looking people probably have to build that a little more than good-looking people. I think naturally good-looking people have an edge. They have an edge because they get attention even without doing anything.
Yeah, I've seen this. Like, really good-looking dudes have zero game, stumbling all over themselves, acting stupid, and still end up with the girl at the end of the night because they're hot.
But then they may not keep her, you know, or, you know, like, it can only take them so far. But I do think, you know. So
good-looking
people
are insecure. I mean, first and foremost, make no mistake about it, because they're looking at themselves all the time, so to speak, like trying to find that perfect.
Are you talking from experience there?
Yeah. I'm saying,
but Brandon's a good looking guy.
Yeah, I think
Brandon's
so.
There's no reason. No problems getting women. He'll attract a lot of women. I think once that confidence bar raises in terms of who he is, like Jen said, inside, what he has to offer, he'll be fine.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you're not a bad looking dude.
Thank you.
Quality
of
self.
Yeah, you're a cute guy. Well, I don't. Think
you're a hot piece of ass.
I think what it is he doesn't have the experience.
You hear that, Atlanta?
He doesn't have the experience of going up to a girl, so he doesn't know how it's going to go, how it's supposed to go. So it's like the nervousness of approaching any new thing that any of us. I've never done. Fill in the blank before. You're nervous about it before you've never, you know, before you've ever done it. Then once you get some practice at it, you're like, oh, I can do this.
Let's practice real quick. Brandon, practice on Jen real quick.
I'm kind of his boss. That's weird.
Practice
on Wendy.
But before you practice, I do want to also commend you. I do think it takes a little confidence to come forward and be honest. Like, I think there's so many guys that would have never come on and said, you know what, I've been with one girl. You know, seriously, I haven't really dated outside of that, and I want help. Sure. So many guys would have never said that. So I do think that you have that seed of confidence that we can build on. No,
thank you.
I wouldn't use it as your opening line.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, you're the first girl I've ever approached in a bar. Isn't this great?
You will be the second girl I ever French kissed. This is going to be so exciting. I'm just kidding, Brandon.
So what would you say? Okay, here's Wendy.
I've kissed at least three. Truth or dare in the back of the bus counts in this situation.
Spin the bottle.
Yet. 7 minutes in heaven. At least I thought it was a girl. I don't know.
So you're in a bar, and there's Wendy. Theoretically, what's your opening line?
I mean, I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know. Like, for me, like, I go, how you doing?
That's a good line.
But mostly, it's just the fact that you say, how you doing? I'm from New York. That's how I, like, then the attention turns to the fact that you say, how you doing, weird.
But that's good, though. I mean, that sparks conversation right away, even if you say it different.
Icebreaker.
It doesn't matter how you say it. It just sparks some sort of interest in who you are, and she's going to get to know you that way.
What's he got to do, Dolvet?
First thing you say, just introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm Brandon. Just say your name. That way it automatically. That's the first thing you say. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, you're not, hi, how you doing? And then waiting for her to say something. She might say, I'm fine, and walk away.
Yeah.
You say, I'm Brandon. Now you identified yourself. You're hoping that she's going to respond by saying her name. Now Brandon meets Wendy, and now Wendy and Brandon have a relation or a conversation about the spark. You know,
that's so simple, but it's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a name that you have to hide from. Like, I used to like make up another name because I didn't want to say, hi, I'm Bert. I used to have to say, like, hi, I'm Ian.
Are you serious? That was a cool name. That's
because no one wants to hang out with a Bert.
I want to ask Sylvette a question about Brandon, too, because now Brandon, you know, I have been at events with him that I've hosted and social events in which he's not trying to approach women, and he comes across as confident, very entertaining. He gains attention without really having to do anything. Like, he naturally is a great, you know,
charismatic.
Very charismatic and has a great personality.
Sure.
Do you think he overthinks when it comes to, oh, I got to approach a girl now? Do you think he freezes himself out?
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
What advice would you give him on taking that, I'm not trying, you know, confidence into the I'm trying confidence?
You just said it. The key is don't try. Don't try so hard when it comes to I have to, you know, just be yourself. You have all the tools, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just be yourself.
Well, for me at events, it's just like a switch goes on because mm-hmm. my philosophy going in events, like half these people I'll never see again. Most of these people I'll never see again. Mm-hmm. So what do I care what they think about
it's
me?
The same thing in a bar.
Same thing in a bar.
Same thing.
Just be yourself. I mean, don't, mm-hmm. you know, confidence shouldn't be cocky. Mm-hmm. Confidence should be you just being relaxed and, you know, you never lose
uh-huh.
because you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be yourself and you'll always win.
Here's Ricky. Hey, Ricky, good morning. You have some advice for our intern Brandon here?
I do indeed, and Brandon, I think you've gotten great advice, but I've been listening to you. You have everything I was going to suggest, and Delvette, I'm sorry to disagree with you. I think cocky and arrogance are two different things. Cocky, to me, is a little bit of self, you make fun of yourself a little bit, and you have a good time because you're confident. So I say cocky, sensitive, and funny. You get those three things in the first 15 minutes, she's yours.
You got them all, dude. You got them all.
You are fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
You got them all. You're going to be fine.
You just got to practice it.
That's the how do you go and practice? Like, I can't look at myself in the mirror and work on a line because
you got to develop that muscle, so to speak.
You can't
get out there, trial and error.
Spoken like a trainer. Yes.
Who's the trainer in this room? Who said that?
Here's the thing that will happen when you go out with Delvette, and I'm serious about this, is that you're forced in a conversation with women because, honestly, I'm speaking for him, so he doesn't sound arrogant. So many women come up to him that if you don't engage with them when they come up, you look like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
So, which will be great for you because you'll be forced into conversation from his leftovers, which is fine. You want to practice on the leftovers,
story.
Man.
Really?
The runoff. That's where you want to be.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you're like the gutter to his roof.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. It's a vital part to the building, but it's over.
Awful. And I just put myself in the wives' shoes, like your wife and all of your buddies' wives going, wait, what? Who are you talking to?
I'm just forced into talking to the leftovers, honey. That's it.
Wow.
Wow is right. That's all I got.
What do you say to that?
Wow.
Hey, Edward, what's going on? You're on Q100.
Oh, what's going on, man? Hey. I'm just listening. First of all, I love you guys, man. You guys are true.
Thank you.
But it is rough out there. If you're not good looking, if you're not so-called good looking, especially in this society, man, you have to work twice or three times as hard, man, just to get anything from the job to the female. And then, why am I stuttering? This is my first time on the radio.
That's right.
You're not on the radio at home.
Just to touch on, oh my goodness, I'm still stuttering.
Just start singing. Yeah, nobody stutters for a second.
Look, you just have to work too hard, man. It sucks. It honestly sucks. And it's just, you can't just approach a female these days neither. That's something y'all were talking about a while ago. I just believe it just isn't no more old school corporate. It isn't. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. You know, they either holding out their hand or they judging you off the rip.
Well, see, the one thing he is saying here, which I think is true, is when a guy like Delvette approaches you and you're already physically attracted to the guy, it is way easier for Delvette than if it's going to be for somebody that's not Delvette. If I was single, it's going to be different.
I disagree from the perspective of
because you don't know
what Jen said.
You don't know what it's like to be ugly.
Don't judge me. If you have confidence, mm-hmm. honestly, no matter how you look, or I don't think it's about looks, because I know guys that aren't the most handsome guys or women that aren't the most beautiful to look at aesthetically, but that confidence goes so far. You make me believe what you believe in based on what comes out of your spirit.
Yeah,
seriously.
I agree with that.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
That's real.
Absolutely.
And all women are approachable. For him to say you can't approach a woman, any guy who approaches you in general is a confident guy, because that takes a lot of guts just to
start a conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and no matter what.
That's Brandon. I already gave him a nickname already.
And if you go to a woman and say, hey, my name is Brandon, no woman's going to be offended by that. Especially in a bar. No woman's going to be offended on being approached because that's one of the reasons she's there.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know?
As opposed to, hi, how are you? You
right. know what I mean? Hey,
how you
doing?
You don't want to do that. Introduce yourself. You're that confident that you want to give that attractive woman your name.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I love you guys. I just want to ask Delvet, can he make an iTunes and I can just download his voice to my...
See how the rich get richer, man?
And I want you to know, too, what I love about Delvet. Talk about hitting the lotto. I love Delvet because when he gets on the radio, then all of a sudden his voice gets...
All right.
You know, and part of that game is he's all smooth.
I channel my
very
way. This is my Denzel right here.
So sometime over the next couple of weeks, our assignment is to take Brandon out. And he's just, I mean, he's going to be your wingman for
Let's have fun.
No Jaeger bomb. That's just my only, no Jaeger bomb.
Practice makes perfect.
Using a baseball analogy now, you are like going to the batting cage. You are playing in a game with Chipper Jones,
It's like BP with the Braves.
And you know, all right. You need real confidence, not liquid confidence, because these two, they're going to pretend to drink and they're going to have club sodas in their hand all night, okay?
Don't tell them the tricks.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.